Shalom, אנחנו קוראים מתוך כתבי
בעל. Hello, we are going to read from the writings of Baal HaSulam, the love of God and the love of man. Starting with, why was the Torah not given to the fathers?
Yes, please, we continue.
מדוע לא ניתנה התורה לאבות? מאמר אהבת השם ואהבת הבריות.
Why was the Torah not given to the patriarchs? By this we have clarified the first three questions, but there still remains the question, how is it possible to observe it? For it is seemingly impossible. You should know that this is why the Torah was not given to the patriarchs, but to their children's children. A complete nation of 600,000 men from 20 years of age and on. They were asked if each and every one were willing to take upon himself these sublime work and goal. And after each and every one said, we will do and we will hear, the matter became possible. For it is clear beyond doubt that if 600,000 men have no other engagement in life but to stand guard and see that no need is left unsatisfied in their friends, and they even do it with true love, with all their soul and might, there is absolutely no doubt that there will not be a need in any person in the nation to worry about his own sustenance, for he will have 600,000 loving and loyal people watching over him, so not a single need is left unsatisfied. This answers why the Torah was not given to the patriarchs. For in a small number of people, the Torah cannot be observed. It is impossible to begin the work of Lishma, as is described above, which is why the Torah was not given to them.
Maybe again.
Again. Why was the Torah not given to the patriarchs? By this we have clarified the first three questions. But there still remains the question, how is it possible to observe it? For it is seemingly impossible. You should know that this is why the Torah was not given to the patriarchs, but to their children's children. A complete nation of 600,000 men from 20 years of age and on. They were asked if each and every one were willing to take upon himself these sublime work and goal. And after each and every one said, we will do and we will hear, the matter became possible. For it is clear beyond doubt that if 600,000 men have no other engagement in life but to stand guard and see that no need is left unsatisfied in their friends, and they even do it with true love, with all their soul and might, there is absolutely no doubt that there will not be a need in any person in the nation to worry about his own sustenance, for he will have 600,000 loving and loyal people watching over him, so not a single need is left unsatisfied. This answers why the Torah was not given to the patriarchs, for in a small number of people, the Torah cannot be observed, It is impossible to begin the work of Lishma as is described above, which is why the Torah was not given to them.
PT 29, please.
What do you mean by 20 years of age and on?
That a person is already found in his spiritual level. That you have 10 Sfirot Deor Yashar and 10 Sfirot of returning light, and then he can relate to others from his own screen. To worry about that, others. But until the age of 20, there isn't. This is how it is. By the Torah, a person until the age of 20 cannot observe all the actions in order to bestow from his own soul. This is how it is. PT 25.
To
try and understand things literally, this raises many questions.
You can read slowly and ask on the way.
Maybe I'll focus a question or two. What does it mean that we need 600,000 people in order to get the Torah? Is it really true?
There needs to be a whole vessel, complete vessel. It's not about the amount of people, quantity of people. It has nothing to do with it. No, God forbid. This is how we say. We need 600,000 parts to be connected between them, or that want to connect between them, and then they are the complete vessel, kli, which are 600,000 parts. Shishim ribo neshamot. What we speak, 6,000 years. This is how we count the vessel in all the paths to it. It's about a complete vessel. There couldn't be all of the light that will enter the vessel that needs to be corrected, which doesn't have all its parts.
So a 10 can achieve the Torah.
After the breakage, when everything divided and broke, then every 10 people which connect between them and are similar in their connection in something to the complete structure of Adam Rishon, they begin to be as a part of the soul by themselves, and they can work in connection between them and in absorbing the upper light and revelation of the Creator inside of them.
So, one more question, please.
Please.
What does it mean that the nation of Israel has received the Torah back then at the state of Mount Sinai? How does it affect us here and now?
The souls are the same souls. There aren't any new souls. Old ones. All of the souls are the same parts from the same vessel that the Creator created, the will to receive. And by the influence of the upper light, He broke this vessel into particles so they can reveal their own nature by themselves, which is in order to receive and would want to reform it to in order to bestow. So the same broken parts which we are from them, we need to work on them in order to connect them. That is it. And they are the broken souls. And in their correction, we reach a connection between them into one great soul.
So it means that we already have the Torah, only we don't feel it yet, or we have to attain that number because we don't feel that we have the Torah in us now.
No, Torah is the light which is revealed according to the correction of the vessels, and if the broken vessels are connected between them, so they basically reveal the Torah, and the same light that was in them before, meaning in the times of Adam Rishon, they had a light which filled them. So now, by them being broken, and they want to connect by themselves to this vessel, so they attain this light only with the addition of Gar, the addition of the lights of Chaya and Yechida, and then they have this revelation of the light 620 times more than what was in the time of Adam Rishon.
Okay, thank you, thus far. What does it mean, we shall do and we shall hear? First you hear, then you do.
First, that before that you need to listen. And after you hear what needs to be done, then you need to realize, to absorb. Observe. And after you observe, you start to reveal.
So why does he say, we shall do and we shall hear? First do, then hear.
Of course. And before doing, you need to listen what you should do. There's two stages here. The first stage is that you reveal a deficiency in your life and you ask from where, why, and how, and slowly it is revealed to you what you have to do, and if you do it, then you listen, you reach the level of Bina, the degree of Bina, and then you attain the degree of Bina, we shall do and we shall hear. You reach the degree of Bina, the light of Chasadim, and after that, you understand what else you need to do in order to reach the light of Chokhmah, revelation of the Creator.
This is the first time I hear this. He says that the Torah, it's impossible to observe it in a small number of people. He says that in a small number of people, it is impossible to observe the Torah.
Because you are lacking vessels. It has to be a complete vessel. There has to be a complete vessel. A 10 must be complete. And then it is able to connect between them with all their parts in order to reveal mutual bestowal between them and from them to the Creator.
But what does it mean that a 10 is a complete Kli? Two people, that's also a 10.
This is for the beginning, to start. It's also good that way. So we need to reveal that each one has the evil inclination, we don't want to, and we try to reach connection, and we can't. You can do it by two. It says,
there have to be 10 people, otherwise we can't study. That's what we say.
Sir, I'm telling you what is written. There is the conditions. You can say whatever you want. You understand? He who... We study what the Torah demands. And if we don't do it, then we will have a few more blows. So we would want to observe it.
How can a 10 achieve such an intensity of 600,000 souls?
Each part is built in a form of the whole structure, like the whole of creation. And this is why, in the minimalistic form, he can feel everything that happens. It is called the singular and the total are equal. But all the rules in the total that are in all of creation, which is also a part of him, it is called Ten Sefirot. Only we cannot reveal everything there, but the effects which happen there are the same effects as in the general vessel.
Kiev.
Рав. Продолжение вопроса. Десятка достигает состояния 600 тысяч душ. За счет чего? За счет.
Suppose the ten achieves the state of 600,000 souls. Due to what? Connecting with other tens, dissemination.
Well, that we study from the articles what we should do in order to connect between us and reveal that the connection between us is similar to the upper light. That from the mutual bestowal between us, we reach the bestowal to the Creator, and then we feel His bestowal towards us. And this is what is called the Creator inside the created being.
But we learn that the Ten, when it connects as a Pertsuf, it's one soul. So what is this concept, 600,000 souls in relation to this one unit?
Number which isn't a number, like in math, but it's an essential number. 600,000. It's called Zerampin, which simulates himself as the creator to Ari Hanpin. It is taken from there.
נמשיך בכותרת כל ישראל ערבים זה לזה.
All of Israel are responsible for one another. In light of the above, we can understand a perplexing saying by our sages who said, all of Israel are responsible for one another. Furthermore, Rabbi Elazar, son of Rabbi Shimon, adds, the world is judged by its majority. It follows that we're also responsible for all the nations of the world. I wonder, this seems inconceivable, for how can one be responsible for the sins of a person whom he does not know? It said specifically, the fathers will not be put to death for the children, and the children will not be put to death for the fathers. Every man will be put to death for his own sin. Now we can understand the meaning of the words in utter simplicity, for it has been explained that it is utterly impossible to observe Torah and mitzvot unless the entire nation participates. It follows that each one becomes responsible for his friend. This means that the reckless make the observers of the Torah remain in their filth, for they cannot be completed in bestowal upon others and love of others without their help. Thus, if some in the nation sin, they make the rest of the nation suffer because of them. This is the meaning of what is written in the Midrash. Israel, one of them sins, and all of them feel. Rabbi Shimon said about this, it's like people who were seated in a boat. One of them took a drill and began to drill under him. His friends told him, what are you doing? He replied, why do you care? I'm not drilling under me. Am I not drilling under me? They replied, the water is rising and flooding the boat. As we have said above, because the reckless are immersed in self-love, their actions create an iron fence that prevents the observers of Torah from even beginning to observe the Torah and mitzvot properly.
It means now we have the matter of arvut. It doesn't matter which state you are in. If it's revealed that there are people that works against the mutual guarantee, against the connection, they influence you. And they downgrade your work in some percentage. And it's certain that you cannot succeed in what you intend because you don't even understand or know. But there are people that work in that manner that from your work, nothing stays. Nothing remains. It is okay. Yes, for now?
Now we will clarify the words of Rabbi Elazar, son of Rabbi Shimon, who says, since the world is judged by its majority, and the individual is judged by its majority, if one performs one mitzvah, happy is he, for he has sentenced himself and the entire world to the site of merit. If he commits one sin, woe unto him, for he has sentenced himself and the entire world to the site of sin, as it is said, and one sinner destroys much good. We see that Rabbi Elazar, son of Rabbi Shimon, takes the matter of the Arvut even further. For he says, the world is judged by its majority. This is because, in his opinion, it is not enough for one nation to receive the Torah and mitzvot. He came to this opinion either by observing the reality before us, for we see that the end has not yet come, or he received it from his teachers. The text also supports him, as it promises us that at the time of redemption, the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord, and also all nations will flow unto him, and many more verses. This is the reason he conditioned the Arvut on the entire world, to tell you that an individual too cannot come to the desired goal by observing Torah and mitzvot, if not through the assistance of all the people in the world. Thus, each and every mitzvah that an individual performs affects the whole world. It's like a person who weighs beans on a scale, and each and every bean he puts on the scale induces the desired final decision. Likewise, each mitzvah that the individual performs before the whole earth is full of knowledge develops the world, so it will come to this. It is said, and one sinner destroys much good, since through the sin he commits, he reduces the weight on the scale, as though that person took back the bean he had put on the scale. By this, he turns the world backward.
This is what happens in our state, our situation, that each and every one does whatever he wants. He doesn't understand the purpose of creation, the plan of creation, and they do whatever they want, each and every one. This is why the world looks like this, and we just evaluate this path, this history. Although there's a line for all this progress which is given to man, to man's hands. And this is why we are reaching the final stage. Let us hear what you want to ask. Hebrew 10.
So according to what you previously said in the article, a person can be an Arvut, but if around him there are people that are not an Arvut, his effort isn't taken into consideration?
It's not that it isn't taken into consideration. Everything is written, and only the general success declines. You still put in your work and exertion, and nothing in spirituality, neither bad nor good, doesn't matter which, they're all written and exist. But in any way, the rate of progression is because of people which even unknowingly they create a decline. Sorry, I need to open the door there.
So,
Hebrew 10, are there any more questions?
No.
Roy, can.
Okay,
yeah. You said that even if it's unknowingly, and maybe a person is disoriented, but he does it unknown, in short. If we talk about the 10, to be responsible, your friend's guarantor, it could be different. Maybe someone is more precise about being on time to the lesson. Maybe someone thinks that if he'll say pretty words, then that helps. It's also a state in which everyone does what they feel like, even though that their intention is to reach Arvut. I at least feel in our 10 that it came to some kind of a... It's like we're talking about a different kind of Arvut. Everyone looks at it differently.
Well, okay, until we reach a revelation from above one day, which comes to light and somehow arranges between us one grasp of reality, we interpret in our corporeal mind based on our broken desire. The light comes and connects between us and gives us the feeling, understanding of one, even in different degrees from one another, but still we're in the same direction, the same grasp, because we start to see the effect. And each one aligns himself to this effect. This is why until we reveal the upper force, which is between us and in us sits, we cannot do anything. In your light, we will see light.
So it means that in the current state, during the time of preparation, it's impossible to measure whether we're in Arvut.
No, how can you measure? With what would you measure? What do you have in your hands? You're in the darkness. Truly in darkness. What you can do is just be closer to each other according to what you understand that you need to be in the intention in order to bestow. So, in the mutual bestow which you stabilize between you, in the situation you are in together, with that you can progress until by that you oblige the upper light to appear, and from then onwards you begin to to find your way wherever you are, where you are found. Who are we? Where are we at? What manages us? How do we manage? And so forth. It's only after the upper light starts to influence. This is why all our work is just to bring the upper light in each in every circumstances. And only after that we will for surely succeed. PT 20.
Is there a difference whether a person consciously breaches the Arvut or unconsciously?
It
doesn't matter how a person doesn't commit to the law of Arvut, knowingly or unknowingly. It doesn't matter. We do not count it. We are violators. This is for sure. But as much as we, each and every moment, are drawn to connect in order to give contentment to the Creator, that's it. Nothing more than that. We don't need to think about anything. In each and every moment, am I giving contentment to the Creator? I want him to be joyful. That's it. I talked about this in the morning as well. Haifa
1. The sin. Is it that we're immersed in self-love and we're unconnected?
Yes, this is called a sin.
Darom 1.
Darom 1.
Darom 1.
כן.
Darom 1.
אני רוצה קצת להמשיך את תרועי, שאמרת עד שהכוח...
To continue Rui's question.
אז מה, אני לא יכול לקחת דוגמאות ש...
So what? I can't take examples for a vote from the friends?
Yes, you're welcome. Do whatever you are capable. You must exert, but until the light doesn't appear upon you, you're not sure if you're doing the correct thing or not.
But I have to envy the friends.
Okay, who tells you not to do that? Did I say anything against envy? Do anything that makes you connect with them. Until you pull the light.
Beseder. Tzafon 2.
Rav, tagid bevakasha, lama chibur ve'arvut nitpas ke...
Why are arvut and connection grasp? Why is it hard for us to grasp it?
Because you need to commit and worry about your friend and he towards you. It is something of the corrected inclination of the will to receive, and we are not corrected still. And it's hard for us. So it's hard for us to be in Arvut. But we need to do all kinds of efforts, and from these efforts, to request the Creator to bring us the power of Arvut. With what can I vouch for you? Only in the corporeal examples when we awaken each other, but to be connected internally to each other in our souls, we cannot unify our souls. No one feels what is a soul in him. A soul is called the desire to bestow. The will to receive in order to bestow is called a soul, neshama. I do not have it. So we need to picture these things as much as we can and act in it. We invite the reforming light, the surrounding light, and then slowly it corrects us so that we start to relate to each other in the correct form. In action, that each and every one starts to picture inside of him the will to bestow.
Is there some ultimate game that if I act it out in the group, it'll come quicker?
This is what we're talking about, yes? That we must try and set the arvut between us, that we are all responsible, we are all in order to receive, but let us help each other in examples, all kinds of exertions, that each and every one works for the friends, like Rabash writes, and by that we draw the reforming light. And then, when it bestows, influences us, we start to feel what is it called to bestow, what is it to succeed, how can we connect a minimal soul, a ten, this, that means, not all of it, but just us, just our group, and so on. But when we reveal the ten in action, we start to, like in a lab, make all kinds of actions. Realistic. How does the light act upon us, and how do we react to it?
Volga.
It seems that my entire work is that by no means should I think about myself. I'm thinking about how not to forget about the goal, but I have to think about the friends for them not to forget about it.
Exactly. This is what should be. This is called mutual responsibility, that I worry about them and not myself. And in that fashion, I progress. Only in that, in this fashion.
Kiev.
You said that when we reveal the ten in practice, then we start using those forces that are potential right now. What does it mean?
We do not know what is avut, what is bestow. We don't know anything about that. And this is why when we, for the first time, receive an illumination from above that connects us together, then we start to work in practical Kabbalah, reception, practical. When we then do all kinds of actions between us, like in a lab, and then we can measure and check what happens, we can, in our connection between us, start to locate what is the mutual force between us, which is called the Creator. And then we progress like this.
So real Arvut is what? It's a common Masach, or the light between us, or the Creator, what?
Mutual responsibility, Arvut Adadit, is called the connection, network of connections between us, which we build in order to reveal in it the Creator. It's the same as talked about of the world of Ein Sof, and there's this big sea, which the whale is there, and so on. And then we start to draw more light, which are different, and then we see how we together can assemble more powerfully the vessel of our soul, all kinds of forms, nefesh, ruach, neshama, all kinds of forms and ways. And this is when the spiritual work starts.
How do we weave this web?
It is exactly the avut, the connection between us, the responsibility between us, where each one is responsible for everyone, and no one thinks about himself, but somehow holds, joins, connects all the friends together.
But it's like we integrate in thoughts, desires, intention. That's Darvut.
Yes. PT 29.
Is there a difference between asking for the force of Arvut, faith, or bestowal?
There is a difference, but it doesn't really matter. As long as you request these three things, you can ask for, and it is true. That's it. Now the last part.
Why was the Torah given to Israel? Now we can answer the question why the Torah was given to the Israeli nation without the participation of all the nations of the world.
Or in Babylon, let's say, yes. But the Creator pulled a special group from there and moved them to Egypt. And from Egypt, afterwards, when they received the surplus, the addition of the ego, then he brought them to the Mount Sinai, and there he gave them the Torah. It's as a, I'm talking in the corporeal way, but we must understand it in the spiritual. The complete soul, he took a part of it, let's say the cream, maybe not from above, which is the best, but the worst, the most egoistic from below. But he took them, made them a group, and he gave them an addition later on of the will to receive, in order for them to see that they need the correction, the Torah. And this group is called Israel, based on its purpose, where each and everyone feels that he's aimed towards the Creator.
The truth is that the purpose of creation applies to the entire human race, none excluded. However, because of the lowliness of the nature of creation and its power over people, it was impossible for people to be able to understand, determine, and agree to rise above it. They did not demonstrate the desire to relinquish self-love and come to equivalence of form, which is dvekut with his attributes. As our sages said, as he is merciful, so are you merciful. Thus, because of their ancestral merit, Israel succeeded, and over 400 years they developed and became qualified and sentenced themselves to the side of merit. Each and every member of the nation agreed to love his fellow man. Being a small and single nation among 70 great nations. When there are 100 Gentiles or more for every one of Israel, when they had taken upon themselves to love their fellow person, the Torah was then given specifically to the to qualify the Israeli nation, to qualify itself. However, by this, the Israeli nation was to be a passage. This means that to the extent that Israel cleansed themselves by observing the Torah, so they passed their power on to the rest of the nations. And when the rest of the nations also sentenced themselves to the side of merit, the Messiah will be revealed, whose role is not only to qualify Israel to the ultimate goal of Dvekut with Him, but to teach the ways of the Creator to all the nations, as it is written, and all nations will flow unto Him.
Shilot.
Questions?
Zeo, Bizeh and Shilot.
That's it. No questions. Okay. Maybe we can read it again. Read it again.
We will read again. Why was the Torah given to Israel? Now we can answer the question why the Torah was given to the Israeli nation without the participation of all the nations of the world. The truth is that the purpose of creation applies to the entire human race, none excluded. However, because of the lowliness of the nature of creation and its power over people, it was impossible for people to be able to understand, determine, and agree to rise above it. They did not demonstrate the desire to relinquish self-love and come to equivalence of form, which is dvekut, with his attributes. As our sages said, as he is merciful, so you are merciful. Thus, because of their ancestral merit, Israel succeeded, and over 400 years they developed and became qualified and sentenced themselves to the side of merit. Each and every member of the nation agreed to love his fellow man. Being a small and single nation among 70 great nations, when there are 100 Gentiles or more for every one of Israel, when they had taken upon themselves to love their fellow person, the Torah was then given specifically to qualify the Israeli nation, to qualify itself. However, by this the Israeli nation was to be a passage. This means that to the extent that Israel cleansed themselves by observing the Torah, so they passed their power on to the rest of the nations. And when the rest of the nations also sentenced themselves to the side of merit, the Messiah will be revealed, whose role is not only to qualify Israel to the ultimate goal of Dvekut with him, but to teach the ways of the Creator to all the nations, as it is written, and all nations will flow unto him.
So, here it's clear to us how Yisasev telling us about the entire history, and it's clear to us what we have to do, that we have to explain the correction, the process of correction, the way to and the purpose of correction itself, until all nations, all people achieve the degree of adhesion between them and of all of them together with the Creator, until then we will not reach the final correction. Therefore, our work isn't only to correct ourselves, but to correct ourselves in order to correct others, to bestow onto them the reforming light through us, to connect them to us, each and every one, as much as we can. And this way, we'll reach the final correction. And we're in a period in the development of the souls where everyone already has to head in that direction.
Queens.
Good day, dear Rav. I hope that you can hear me. How does the Assembly of Israel can pass on the quality of this special state of Israel? Does it happen through?
What you have is one big confusion. Knesset Israel are those people that are aimed at attaining the Creator at equivalence of form, meaning by correcting themselves they want to reach equivalence of form with the upper force, the force of bestowal, and those people are called Israel. And we're not just simply talking about Jews. These Jews are completely irrelevant to this correction. Really, they're not a part of it. Where did you ever see that they're doing something in this direction? They're not causing any correction, and this is our entire problem. And therefore, we have to talk openly about what is going on here. Who's advancing toward the Creator? He who reveals a desire and comes to receive strength, power, and this way he enters the process. That's it. And it's completely unrelated to what you want to say, that Jews are related to this. I don't see any Jews related to it. I live in Israel, and I don't see that they're drawn to something that has to do with Torah, with in order to bestow, with love the other as yourself. So what are you talking about? Do you understand that it's all a lie, what you're depicting to yourself? So please, orient yourself correctly and define all these things correctly. Don't be like people off the street that are in some kind of illusion. We've finished this article, and now we are moving to Hebrew 10. No. Seem to me.
Can you hear? I want to ask about this passage. It says that the Israel nation received the Torah in order to be a passage for the world. If we talk about history, we've been through a lot of things. They've been through a lot of things.
Unrelated. If you study history, you see that it is unrelated to the correction of the world. It's unrelated. See how egoistic they were. How after coming out of Egypt, they started fighting and building the first and second temples, and the war that there were between them, the wars there were between them, and how they drew the Greeks to come, and afterwards the Romans to come. It's not that there were wars with any foreign nation, like with Nebuchadnezzar or something. This was all Jews struggling with each other, and therefore the upper force, the Creator, arranged all of these exiles and wars for them. And also today, see the place we're in here in Israel. It's terrible that there is mutual hate here. See what's going on in the United States, in the Democratic Party, how much they want to eat each other and hate Israel, all the Jews that are gathering there in that Democratic Party. You see, all that is the continuation of the same thing. Jews hate themselves because they're big egoists. The ego is uncorrected. And therefore, what follows is that they hate the point of Israel that exists in them. And what follows is that they are the biggest anti-Semites in the world, actually. New York 4.
I wanted to ask about the Arvut. When we reveal that someone is violating our Arvut, when is it a bad thing and when is it a good thing? Is an opportunity for access for connection?
Well, I can't give a general answer for everything, but every revelation shows the measure of the correction that we're in, and also by that discloses the direction toward the correction. And therefore, in everything there is good and bad. And this is how we see this too. Therefore, the fact that we reveal lack of arvut, then on the other hand, we're revealing a lack of arvut, and now we can ask for correction. Our entire problem is that we don't want to ask. We're not arranging ourselves to ask. But if we were to ask correctly and in time, on time, then we would have been in a different state a long time ago.
Moscow 7.
Да, Раф. Чувствуется, что Бааль Сулам в этих своих статьях пишет также и про внутреннюю.
Well, it is felt that Бааль Сулам in his articles he writes about the inner work, our inner work, and the question is, how can we build correctly this relation between Israel and the nations inside of us?
Simply try to all the time be directed at the goal through the connection with the friends. And the same with our work with the world, with the public, to try as much as possible in a good and nice way to explain to them how can we advance toward a better life. This is what the coronavirus will eventually teach us. Will teach us. We are now going through these inner breakings, shatterings, and we have no choice. This virus will teach us how to live in a completely different way. It'll change our mind and our heart and our life and our habits. It'll clean our world from all the things that are unnecessary, things that, you know, were built by our ego, all the rubbish that was made by our ego, and we'll see the world falling more and more correctly back into place. In the meantime, we don't want it. We want to go back to how things were, but that's not going to happen. You'll see after the winter that we're going into what a change there will be all around the world. Okay, so if there are no further questions, let's move on to the second part of the lesson. And maybe we can sing a song before.
What is this language we need? What is this calling we all long to heed? Only you have the answer, to you we plead. 'Cause life without love is no life indeed. Only you have the answer. We've put away on a shelf. We finally pray to love our neighbor as ourself, as ourself. Na na na. Save us, put your help from above. Without you as our teacher, we're certain to fail. You have the answer, with this we prevail. Only you have the answer. We've put away on a shelf. We finally pray. desire. We can't deny.